build a church. He said, I have come that you might have life. Jesus Christ came, the main reason why Jesus Christ came is to give us his life. And inside that life is the ability to reign over the works of the devil. So the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life will not be given to us when we go to heaven, when we get to heaven. Eternal life is imparted to you when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So as I speak to you now, you have eternal life at work in you. He says, I have come that they might have life. Jesus Christ came to give us his life. So you have the life of God in you. And that is what makes you righteous. It is not what you do that makes you righteous. It is the life of Jesus that is imparted in you. The life of God that is imparted to you that makes you righteous. Mm-hmm. And with the ability of righteousness, we reign in life. We reign over the works of the devil. Mm-hmm. So he said, I have come that they might have life. Jesus Christ came to give you life. We have the human life. We have the animal life. We have the plant life. But he came to give you the God life. Say, I have the God life in me.
I have the God life in me.
I have the God life in me.
I have the God life,
I have the God life in me.
Anything that cannot defeat God cannot defeat me.
Mm.
Anything that cannot defeat God cannot defeat
God
me.
Anything that cannot defeat God
cannot defeat me. Yes, anything that cannot overcome the life of God cannot overcome you. Because God has given you his life.
Mm-hmm.
God has given you his life. So anything that cannot overcome God cannot overcome you.
Mm.
It can and it should not. And we need this knowledge to overcome the works of the devil. We need this knowledge to overcome the works of the devil. Can God be sick? No. So if God has given me his life, why should I stay sick? Every sickness must leave your body. And I pray in the name of Jesus that every weakness and sickness and disease in your body, in your system, is destroyed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
You have the life of God in you. Amen. Everything you touch, everything you do, must carry the presence of God. Why? Because the life of God is in you. You are not living the human life. You are living the God life if you are born again Christian.
Mm.
The life you are living is not a human life. The life you are living is a God life. We will not receive eternal life when we get to live in him. You have eternal life now at work in you. And that is what makes you righteous. Mm. We will not receive eternal life when we get to heaven. Eternal life is not reserved for us in heaven. It is given to you. You need it here to overcome diseases. You need it here to overcome poverty. You need it here to overcome sickness. There is no sickness and failure in heaven. There is no poverty in heaven. There is no defeat in heaven. They are here. So this is where you need the life of God to overcome these things. That is why God has imparted his life to you. So Jesus Christ said, I have come that you will have life. What kind of life was he talking about? He is talking about Zoe, the God kind of life. So Jesus Christ came to give you his life. So you have the life of God in you to overcome every work of the devil. To overcome every work of the devil. The life of God is at work in you. You are righteous. You are loved as much as Jesus. So if God will hear the prayers of Jesus, he will hear you.
Amen.
If God will forgive Jesus, he will forgive you.
Amen.
If Jesus will pray for things to happen, then you can also pray for things to happen.
Yes.
Because you carry his light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray today that any weakness, anything that is against your Christian life is defeated in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever the doctor has said, any report you are holding from the doctor, I pray in the name of Jesus that that report is defeated.
Amen.
By the life of God at work in you, every sickness is flushed out from your system in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, whatever you are struggling with, it comes to an end today. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
No more tears. No more sorrow. You have the life of God in you.
Amen.
You are the walking life of God on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
You are the working life of God on this earth. You are blessed. You are empowered. And I pray that this message will do more for you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Shall we pray and bless the name of the Lord for this message? Shall we pray and bless the name of the Lord?
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank you for showing us who we are. Thank you for the light that has come tonight. Thank you for the victory giving us in the name of Jesus, for putting us ahead in the mighty name of Jesus. For putting us ahead.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord.
Let's make this confession. Declare, I am righteous.
I am righteous.
I am accepted.
I am accepted.
I am accepted.
In the beloved.
In the beloved.
Beloved.
God loves me as much God as he loves Jesus.
God loves me as much as he loves Jesus.
If God will hear the prayers of Jesus, he will hear my prayer.
God will hear the prayers of Jesus.
Father, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you. Thank you for your message. I pray that your word will impact our lives in a deeper way. Open the eyes of our understanding that we may know you more through your word. We pray that the life of God at work in the earth will manifest in a deeper way in our health. Will manifest in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.